escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's on, y'all. Now, this is a brawl. And they're telling a big lie about that brawl. You want to hear Fox News tell? It's a big lie. Oh my gosh, everybody's in on it. Yeah, the story, the lie, is that the Democrats, this is hilarious, the Democrats are blocking Trump's nominees. Now, that probably sounds a little strange to you because you're like, wait, aren't the Republicans in charge of the Senate? How are the Democrats blocking anything? Yeah, the question. Fox News and a lot of other folks aren't asking it this morning because it would lead to some very uncomfortable reporting. Why? Because the Republicans are blocking his nominees. That's why. Here's what's going on.
So Senate Democrats allegedly tried to demand a $1 billion deal to fast track President Trump's nominees before breaking for the upper chamber's August recess.
The Senate is now out of session, but lawmakers left town fuming with each other, and it's all over the president's judicial and political nominees. The White House is accusing Senate Democrats of stonewalling more than 140 people for positions within the government. The GOP claiming Senate Democrats are intentionally using parliamentary procedures to slow walk confirmations. The president posting on Sunday, Democrats led by crying Chuck Schumer are slow walking my nominees, more than 150 of them. They wanted us to pay originally $2 billion for approvals. The Dems are crazed lunatics, in all caps there. There are reports Democrats were willing to approve the president's nominees this weekend, but only in exchange for a handful of key left-leaning priorities, more money for the National Institutes of Health, as well as foreign aid programs. Trump's saying no deal. Now the minority leader Chuck Schumer says it's the president who gave up on deal making.
Donald Trump tried to pressure, threaten, cajole, name-call Democrats, but he took his ball home and got nothing. Donald Trump came.
Only because the Republicans allowed it. They can change the Senate rules of operation anytime they want, but they're not. They're not. And let me tell you what happened here, okay? Watch the dominoes fall. George W. Bush slithered out of his hole last week to trash Trump over one specific thing. What? The cuts to USAID. What was that? Well, it was a massive Democrat slush fund, and billions of dollars get funneled into NGOs. They want their money back because they need it for the midterms. That's what they do. I mean, Stacey Abrams becomes a billionaire, and I mean, it's great, right? So they want their money. Democrats want their money back. So Chuck Schumer saying, I want a $1 billion fund. I want my own $1 billion fund, basically, is what it will end up being. But what's that $1 billion fund? It's USAID. I told you that cut, Trump getting that rescissions package through that cut, that money from USAID. USAID is the dirty box of tricks of the CIA. The CIA has its own foreign policy and its globalist foreign policy. It's really the Bush uniparty foreign policy. That's why Bush screamed like a stuck pig over it. It's how they do vast amounts of evil in the world. For instance, They gave Al-Qaeda a country? Yeah, well, they funded that with $9 million from USAID. It's also a Democrat slush fund. Remember Marco Rubio explaining, hey, 90% of the money never even leaves Washington? It pays for all those mansions, and it pays for Democrat campaigns to beat Republicans, because how else are you going to have globalism? How else are you going to have open borders? How else are you going to have censorship? By the way, USAID was where all of the censorship was funded. Those programs were run out of that censored me, you, and everybody else. By the way, another thing George Bush advocated for. So he slithers out of his little snake hole last week to scream about USAID. What's going on this week? All of the sudden, his nominees are totally blocked unless he agrees to watch this. This is what is going on. He's going to have to give Chuck Schumer and the CIA $1 billion in a global slush fund, $5 billion for the Institutes of Health. Where do you think that's going? Democrat NGOs, not international NGOs. Think about the same ones that were doing the, you know, spending $20, $30 billion a year total, moving the illegals up through the Darien Gap, paying for all their expenses. That's what that money was. Every evil thing they were doing was coming out of there, the whole globalist project. $300 million for the World Food Program, $140 million for the UN Children's Fund. That's a slush fund too. That's how their European friends get paid. And on and on and on and on. But the big one was the $5 billion. So this is the uniparty. Trump had cut them off. That money, a lot of that money ends up back in their campaigns. They pass it from NGO to NGO until they get somewhere they can spend it. So the uniparty's last gaps, and that was why I made such a big deal about USAID getting cut their funding. That it's, again, it's a CIA slush fund. It's run out of the State Department, but it's really where a lot of the uniparty money comes from. They steal it from you. And it really did grievous harm to them. And when I tuned in to talk radio that day, all across the country, I was outraged because I was like, people are going, oh, it's only $9 billion. What a joke. No. Are you kidding me? This is a blow to the heart of the uniparty. It's what $9 billion was it, though? The most important. They gutted the CIA again, which has its own foreign policy, which is often at odds with Trump's. Was in the last term. It operates it like a small country with its own foreign policy, completely untethered to any interest in America. In fact, they hate America. So to gut that, I mean, and so you see those three things, George Bush slithering out of his hole, and then all of a sudden Democrats going, hey, we need to refund. We need money. We need to refund USAID, the slush fund, or your appointees don't move. Okay, well, wait a minute. How are the Republicans holding it up then? John Thune, in an act of abject evil against Donald Trump and Republicans everywhere, and he's supposed to be our leader in the Senate, just set in motion an automatic opening and closing of the Senate every 4 days so Trump can't do recess appointments. Why? They got a gun to his head. George W. Bush is holding it technically. John Thune is just acting on his behalf. So it is, don't kid yourself, it's not the Democrats holding up these nominees. It's the Republicans, and their demand is this. Trump gives Chuck Schumer the uniparty funny money so they can continue undermining Trump and the country with it and censoring us from abroad. And then on top of that, Trump has to agree to send no more rescissions packages. In other words, he was going to cut hundreds of billions of dollars more so our country doesn't go broke. He has to agree to stop cutting and let us go broke. Or no more nominees approved. They're just using Chuck Schumer as the murder weapon. It's the GOP doing this. So this was coming. This is the war with Trump. And these are Bush Senate Republicans doing this. And that is what is going on. He's got a month to figure it out. And by the way, Trump's not going to tell you this. If he trashes John Thune the way I just did, because he's an evil, evil dude. If he trashes Republican leader John Thune the way I did, it's going to hurt us in the midterms, for starters. But it's just going to cause them to lock down and Trump's agenda won't get through. So he has to go along with the big pretend that it's the Democrats blocking this here. It's not. It's John Thune, Bush, and the Republicans.
Without objection.
Can I ask you to make the decision? When the Senate completes its business today and adjourn to then convene for pro forma session only?
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
So it's mighty fake out there on all sides, including Donald Trump. I've likened this to an Al-Qaeda hostage video all morning where the victim is forced to kneel and say terrible things about America. You can't see the knife at their back, but it's there. Yeah, well, that's Donald Trump over the weekend. He's the victim. And John Thune, the allegedly Republican, we're told, leader in the Senate, is the one holding the knife. It's not Chuck Schumer. Trump made big news over the weekend telling Chuck Schumer to go to hell. And look, here's the Democrats' fault here. And it's been entirely allowed by the Republicans. Donald Trump is getting no nominees through right now. It's a hostage situation. And it's been tradition that all of your nominees or most of them get through and the other party lets them through. This has been the way it's been for a long time. But an individual senator can object and hold up the process if the nominee's from his or her state. Well, that's happened some, but, you know, overall, most get through. Well, none of Trump's are getting through. And so the big pretend in Washington right now is that Democrats are doing this. And they are, but it's because Republicans are letting them. So what does the Republican leadership that has fomented this hostage situation want from Trump in return for changing Senate rules so that Trump's nominee is getting? Because think about it right now. Look, we saw this week. Part of the problem with the jobs numbers, who is putting them together? A former Biden advisor. Well, he fired her. Who do you replace her with? Well, it was the deputy director of the agency who was also a Biden economic advisor. It's not going to get any better. Our job numbers are going to be whack. And John Thune doesn't care. He's sitting up there blocking Trump's nominees. Not Chuck Schumer, John Thune, the Republican leader. So what they did is they got together with the Democrats. You want to hear their demand list? It was in Politico. The offer would trade a small tranche of Trump's nominations now for the administration unfreezing certain funding. Democrats are then offering to do another tranche later this year, but the deal would be off if the administration, so Trump, transmits another request to the Senate to claw back more funding. Now, they know he's got a dozen more rescission bills. He was going to cut hundreds of billions of dollars. This was the DOGE cuts. He couldn't get the big, beautiful bill through if the DOGE cuts were in it. He didn't have the votes. So he wants to pressure them by putting this stuff through one by one by one. And no Republican can vote against it. They'll lose their primary. Which you voted against the DOGE cuts? So they want the cutting to stop. They want to go bankrupt. Or a better way to put it is, I don't know if they want to go bankrupt as a country. They just don't care. They just want to wring every last dollar out of you and print the rest until the bankruptcy occurs for their constituents and donors. And they see that, I mean, we're talking several hundred billion dollars coming down the pike. They're all in a panic, especially the Republican leadership. But mostly they're really mad about the cuts to USAID because that was the uniparty's kitty for evil in the world, mainly the CIA's, but also the uniparty's. And that's how a lot of Democrat money moved too, through the NGOs. And it's a mess. It's how they funded all of the bad things that they did. I mean, if you look at, you know, those international groups that were paying illegal immigrants to come up here to make their trip possible, came out of USAID. Censorship programs of me and you, USAID. By the way, George W. Bush explicitly endorsed censoring conservatives. He did it the same week Obama did. All of the evil that was in that USAID funding, these Republicans did not want to vote for that, but they had to. They got to stop these bills from coming. Trump will gut the deep state and will do the DOGE cuts. So what are they doing? A hostage situation. And John Thune saying, well, you know, we're going to let the Democrats hold up your nominees. So sorry. Or you can just sign this deal with the Democrats agreeing not to send any more cuts our way. And I'm really glad that Trump did USAID first because it was the most evil money in the world. It truly was. It was CIA money that they're using to do dirty globalist things all over the world, including significantly attack our freedoms. And, you know, through censorship, like I said. I mean, they ran billions of dollars in funding for the Taliban through there. That's what's sponsoring the terror training camps. Remember Nancy Mace had to get that bill through so we don't fund the Taliban anymore? It was USAID funding the Taliban, the training camps. Why do they do that? Well, we need enemies. I mean, how are their donors going to get paid? All their military contractor donors, we don't have enemies to fight. We need enemies. This is the evil stuff they do. You know, the poppy fields, we modernized their the irrigation system. Again, $200 million ran through USAID. What did they use the poppy money for? Oh, to attack U.S. troops. USAID. Most evil fund on earth. They all love it, though. They run their slush funds through it. So they want that back. And so what Schumer said is give us $1 billion of it back. He originally wanted to. So they could slush fund it and go right back to what they were doing. So this is an existential battle right now between Trump and the deep state and these uniparty Republicans, all of whom came in under Bush. This is George W. Bush fighting Donald Trump with the last bastion he has of control. And it's in the Senate because these guys have all been here for 20, 30 years. They were all recruited. Think Tim Scott, Lindsey Graham. They were all recruited when you could either take the Bush money or they'd defeat you with it. And you had to promise open borders, uniparty evil, all that stuff. Donald Trump has taken control of the levers of the Republican Party almost entirely from George Bush, the only place they have left to make their last stands in the Senate. And this is a threat. I mean, this is a big deal. Listen to what they want. They're pretending this came from the Democrats, okay? They're saying, well, we had to cut this deal with the Democrats. No, you don't. Change the rules of the Senate. Change them. Oh, we can't get 51 votes. So sorry. Wait, you're saying you can't get 51 votes among Republicans? Yeah, bummer. We'll have to let the Democrats do what we want. They want, I'm sorry, do the Democrats control the Senate? No, the Republicans do. That's what's so disingenuous about the story. Fox has been running it all morning long, pretending the Democrats are doing this. They're not. I mean, they are, but it's just Republicans using the Democrats as a murder weapon for Trump's agenda. So listen to this. The offer from the Democrats and the Republicans would trade a small tranche of nominations for Trump now for the administration unfreezing certain funds. Democrats are then offering to do another tranche later this year, but the deal would be off if the administration transmits another request to the Senate to claw back more funding. He doesn't want to go broke. That understanding would need to be formally locked in on the Senate floor, which would require it to be blessed by all senators. So Trump has to agree on a vote to stop him from cutting the DOGE cuts. This is not the Democrats. This is the Republicans. It's pure evil. So, folks, and I know some of you are going to text me, but Trump said it's the Democrats. He's not blaming Thune. He can't. He can't get in a fight with John Thune. John Thune will chop block the rest of his administration. He's not going to have anything else go through the Senate. He can't. He's got to pretend it's the Democrats, too. Think Al-Qaeda hostage video. The guy's behind you with a knife. You've got to say what he wants you to say. And the guy holding the knife is not Chuck Schumer. It's John Thune.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.